flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know that for many of you, you're just waking up. You're getting through your Monday morning. You're trying to keep up on what the heck is going on in the world of pop culture. And there's a lot out there. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mail Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A 6-year-old with cerebral palsy got to be an honorary employee at Dunkin' in Virginia this past Thursday.
That's awesome.
His name is River. He loves Dunkin'. It was actually his Halloween costume this year. So getting to do it for real was an absolute thrill for him. This is River's mom, Paige, talking about the experience.
We started bringing him every Sunday to get a donut, and immediately donuts became his favorite thing. And so that's what he wanted to be for Halloween. So it was a Dunkin' Donut worker. To know that he got to have this special day, it means a lot to us and to him. I mean, I didn't have to do anything today. He took over, he smiled, he loved it. This is his thing right now.
His mom was not the only person that talked about it. The employee that got to work with River, her name is Emily. She also talked about working with him.
Dunkin's all about spreading joy and positivity in our local communities. And so when we came across this story, it was the perfect opportunity to highlight some really great positivity here in Bedford, Virginia.
I was just thinking about, like, if my kid had an opportunity to work wherever their, like, place that they obsess over, it would be a Target.
She'd be a Target lady. I love it.
She even got, I thought of you, Sarah, because she got a Squishmallow, one of those pillows, and it was a Target, the Target dog. Is it
Bullseye?
Bullseye.
That's so cool.
And like when you go to Target, they have an entire section in their toy section that is just Target-related toys. And a bunch of the kids at my kid's birthday party were like freaking out about the Target little shopping cart that she has.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what Target's done and how they've brainwashed our children, but my child is obsessed with Target. She would work there in a heartbeat.
Brilliant branding.
What about Barrett?
Oh, the country store.
The country store.
The country store.
He'd work there, no problem.
In a second. Because they've got all the animal, you know, feed and all the hay, all that good stuff. Plus, they've got kids' toys.
That's his jam.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They got tools, construction stuff, all of it.
All right, Danny, what about Lily? The hot topic, just like her old man?
You know, honestly, probably. She said she wants to work there now. She's kind of stoked.
For real?
Yeah.
That's like, awesome.
I don't even, like, she doesn't really have, like, a favorite. Because Target used to be. But now that she's gotten older, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Hot Topic.
It's probably been a long time since you've had the friends and family discount there.
It's very true. Yeah. I need that 40%.
You could finally get a new wallet chain.
No.
No, all you stick with the OG.
Crazy,
yeah.
Okay.
And Sarah, what about you? For George, where would he want to work if he...
Oh, Home Depot.
Yes.
For sure. My big child.
I would just take George to Home Depot just to, like, help me find stuff. I feel like he's very good in that store.
I'm with you. Every time I go, and it's always I go for the same things, and every time I walk in there and I am just completely lost, I'm like, I've been here for this thing so many times, and every time I'm, like, on my phone trying to find, like, what aisle it's
in. Oh, yeah.
George makes fun of people like you guys.
I absolutely should.
Yeah.
I'm just a moron walking around Lowe's, Home Depot, any of those places. Speaking of morons, Machine Gun Kelly's in the news.
No.
And it has nothing to do with Megan Fox, although part of me wishes it did, because I cannot not believe that he did this. He did his own version of, and I don't know if anyone's out there. Do you know the social media trend where you're trying to avoid that Wham song Last Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Like, how many days can you outrun it, basically?
I pretty much lose, like, day one, because once we put on, like, the Sounds of the Season music channel on, like, on Xfinity, it's like that song ends up going on, or the Taylor Swift version. But we have a new version of Wham's Last Christmas, and it's Machine Gun Kelly. Do I dare play it for you guys?
Oh, God.
Would you like to hear what it sounds like? Yeah. Daniel, you might like it. Maybe it's pop punk. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Declaring that
it kind of is.
This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you
my I'd rather hear him talk about Megan Fox. But oddly enough, this was on the NBC special, A Motown Christmas, and I know you watched it. Can you answer my question? Why is Machine Gun Kelly on A Motown Christmas? The last thing I think about when I think of Motown, like, is Machine Gun Kelly.
Right? So it was at the end of his performance, Smokey Robinson ended up interviewing him for a couple minutes. Right? But he, first of all, was thanking Machine Gun Kelly for bringing all of these new listeners and introducing them to Motown, which I was like, God, Smokey, don't give him all this credit.
But they're probably like, Smokey, you got to spin it. We don't know what to do. Everyone thinks this is the dumbest idea, but here we are with this guy. Can you spin it some way? And I don't think anybody that went to watch Machine Gun Kelly all of a sudden becoming fans of Motown.
No.
I could be
no,
wrong.
But and then also in the comment sections, it was like, everything I saw on Instagram was just about Megan Fox on the other side of all of that disaster going down. But then you go to YouTube and all of his fans were there just singing his praises that they loved it. And he's such a diverse artist and he just did such a great version of that. And I could not have disagreed more. I hated his version.
Wow.
I didn't think it was anything special. I sure as hell would never have pegged it for being on Motown's Christmas special.
Somebody referred to it as an emo cover, too. And I was like,
Oh, Danny, did you play it at emo night on Saturday?
I sure did not.
Missed out.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.